Well, Lake Macquarie City Council celebrates the quiet achievers and unsung heroes of their communities, embodying the spirit of Lake Macquarie, inspiring positive change across the city through their everyday actions, and hence they have the Lake Macquarie Awards, which have been announced for 2024. And Lake Macquarie Outstanding Contributor with Disability winner Sue Jenkins has won many, or certainly worn many hats in the community over the years, from chaplaincy at five nursing homes to the board member at Macquarie Care and a whole lot more. Diagnosed as profoundly deaf in 2006, she hasn't let anything stand in her way. She works tirelessly to make sure no community or individual is certainly left behind. So we thought we'd take the opportunity to catch up with Sue Jenkins, and she joins us on the show here today for a bit of a chat. And here she is. Hello, Sue. How are you going?
I'm good, thanks, Pete.
Lovely to talk to you, Sue, and thank you very much for coming on the show. And I'd like to say, firstly, congratulations on the award.
Thank you very much. It was a big shock.
It was a big shock, was it?
Yes, it was a big shock. There were so many other nominees that were worthy of this award as well. And when they called out my name, I think I went into shock. I wasn't expecting it.
Yeah, it's amazing in life. You just never know what's going to happen. And I suppose with yourself, you've given a lot of your time over many, many years. And it's just nice to be rewarded, isn't it?
Oh, it was just, it was amazing. It was an amazing night by Lake Macquarie City Council. And, just to be nominated was enough in itself, but to win was outstanding. Amazing.
Yeah, and as we said at the intro there, you've worn many hats over the years, haven't you?
Yes, I have. So I guess I was based, I'm an early childhood teacher, so I've worked in childcare for 30 years, and then I was at the Dale School, and that's when I thought, oh, what's going on with my hearing? And, February 2006, it was Valentine's Day. I remember it so distinctly. I went and had a hearing test, and they said, you've actually got no hearing left. So I had been lip reading and surviving without a lot of hearing at all.
Okay.
So then I went on this journey.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, you've had some challenges in your life, obviously, and I guess the motivation for you is about helping other people. Is that right?
That's it. Just got to one step at a time, help people, help people do life a little bit easier.
Yeah,
and supporting them.
Yeah, absolutely. And you were, as we said there, you were a chaplain at five nursing homes at one stage.
Yes, I was. I left there 2 years ago. It was great. The oldies are just so beautiful, and hearing their stories and their journeys and doing services and doing whatever's needed within those nursing homes is certainly challenging.
Oh, absolutely, yes. Is this always something you've always wanted to do, help others?
I just wanted to serve people and help them and support them. It's just where they're at, and just whatever needed to be done, whatever I was good at, whatever my strengths were, I was just able to fit into that little square and help people.
Yeah, and we did mention earlier, too, that operations manager for Manor House. Can you tell us a bit about Manor House?
Yeah, so Manor House is a food distribution service where we provide $5 hampers for the community at Macquarie Hills. So we have three teams of 33 people that make up 75 hampers a week, and we source food from Oz Harvest, from Second Bite, and then we purchase food from Food Bank, which we then give out in the hampers.
Yeah, have you been noticing just recently a lot of people are needing help? Because as we know, we're going through a cost of living crisis at the moment. There are people who are really struggling. Is that the case with yourself and trying to help other people?
Yes, we're turning away people every week because we just haven't got the resources to make any more hampers, and we're just dipping into our own resources all the time and trying to stretch our money as far as possible. to just help people out of this crisis and to put food on their tables for the week. We're finding like the age pension and anyone on the pension and people, you know, there's the new working poor as well who, you know, are working, but they're just not making ends meet. So our service offers anyone a $5 hamper that just needs food.
Yeah. What's some of the feedback you're getting from, you know, people who are needing help? What's some of their concerns, do you know?
Their concerns is if they can pay the mortgage, if they didn't have a service like us, would they be eating? Their concerns are it's just getting worse and they can't tighten their belt anymore. So all the charities must be feeling it, not just us.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think a lot of the charities, and we've had stories on our show in regards to, you know, charities who are finding it very hard to try and keep up with the demand from people who are, you're not doing so well at the moment.
Yeah, and it's just so sad. We have people come and they're just crying, like, just thank you for doing this. I'm not making it. I'm not, able to feed the family, but this just, our hampers just really help them along and give them that extra boost that they can pay a bill and still put food on the table.
Yeah. Just another question too in regards to help. Are you always looking for help from other people as well?
Yes, especially strong, healthy men too, because we lift pallets and... We lift a lot of boxes of food and, to rotate those men so it's not such a big strain with all the lifting for our team.
Okay. Can they contact you down there at Manor House if they can maybe lend a hand or whatever?
Yes, if they could ring Macquarie Life Church, because we're part of the arm of that church. I'm sorry, I haven't got the number on me.
No, that's okay. That's okay. So just contact Macquarie Life Church.
Yes.
Okay. And as you say, if they are very happy to help you out, you certainly can do with their help right now.
Oh, definitely. And anyone that, you know, we're applying for grants all the time, but everyone's applying for grants and, you know, everyone's money's just stretched to the max. So, you know, if anyone's got their money... we would gladly buy groceries for people for you.
Fair enough
as
well.
It's all tax deductible too.
Yep, that's something that people have to also take into consideration. Sue, it's been really great to talk to you. Again, congratulations on your award. It's been well deserved. And all we can say is keep up the great work and keep up the work for the people in your community. And there is plenty of people out there who deserve to be looked after, and people like yourself, Sue, are doing an outstanding job, and we do appreciate you coming on and telling us your story.
Okay, thank you so much.
It is my pleasure. There she is, Sue Jenkins, one of the winners in the 2024 Lake Macquarie Awards, and well-deserved winners too, and nominations opening soon for the 2025 edition. Locals are encouraged to put on their thinking caps for suitable candidates for Lake Macquarie's Ambassador and Young Citizen of the Year, and nominees for awards in the following areas: in sports, arts, volunteering, community, diversity, environmental and events as well. So, yes, if you can put your thinking caps on, you know, someone who certainly deserves to be nominated, make sure you get your nominations in as soon as you can.